Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. I missed you last week. It was good, though, huh?
Yeah, I thought it was a wonderful subject. I had a great time with it.
Oh,
and certainly one of the people that turned in had an extraordinary experience as a result. I'll share that later in the show. And, excuse me, I need a humidifier in my house. I'm not doing well with this dry weather and all the heaters and everything. Anyway.
We're not doing well in this wet weather with all
the
heaters.
No, you're not. I'm not with another flood. But
all
you
right,
could send me a bottle of water and I could sprinkle it around the house.
I don't know, because you're so sensitive. Can you do oil of oregano?
I don't know. What does that do?
Many people around here have got awful lung things. There's been a lot going around, cough and all that stuff, and it just whips it out so fast. It's nasty tasting at first, but you get to love it because it takes it all down.
I'm writing it down. Okay, there we go.
And my recommendation is that you get it in the little tincture, telling everybody at home, use about a third of a dropper, put it under your tongue, and immediately swish your mouth out with water and drink the water down. Otherwise, it burns. But a couple of, every hour for a little while, you should notice a huge difference in your lungs, and it takes out bacteria, virus, and old fungus stuff and stuff from antibiotics.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that diagnosis, Dr. Veronica. Okay.
Well, it's just helped so many people lately. I mean, I can't even tell you how many, including
well, that we know we appreciate you sharing that.
Okay, good.
Okay, so tonight's show, hold on to your hat, a year of accelerated change and community. So the team has been telling me we are in for huge changes in 2011. Highly accelerated, and I don't know about the rest of you, but if it's anything like this last couple of weeks has been, we won't have to worry about facelifts because our little faces will be smacked back. With the only problem we may have is curling our hair as it's, you know, flying behind us.
Because of the speed of going.
Oh, Lord. Tonight I want to do a dedication for our troops in Afghanistan. There's major movement of troops right now, and it's being done very secretively. Very, very interesting. I have a friend who's on is right by a base, I can't say where. And but they do all the germ warfare and this, that, and the other thing, and they own a lot of the major rental properties that are occupied by base personnel, et cetera. And they have tons of apartment buildings and so on and so forth. And they've gotten so many orders moving people out so fast, it's unbelievable.
Really?
Canceling leases, yeah. So
oh.
We want to send lots of light to Afghanistan. Evidently, something is definitely afoot there.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. I'm actually not too surprised. Definitely we want to, especially with the way that astrologically things are and the energies are right now. Again, last week I said it. You know, we're looking at a political hotbed globally that we're going to be stepping into in 2011. I mean, it's going to be really crazy, but I'll let the team kind of address all that tonight. And December 21st, just like Mercury retrograde hasn't been fun enough, we have a total lunar eclipse smack on the equinox.
Great.
Yes, I will be in a little tent in my bedroom. I'm not even getting in my bed.
Sounds like a loony eclipse.
It's going to be very interesting. Lots of change and challenges, so watch your tempers. And, of course, right at Christmas. So hopefully you've all got your shopping done.
What shopping?
Yeah, right. So I had the cutest experience this morning that I have to share. It was just before 6 in the morning, and I'm actually saying a prayer to God, and I'm asking him to look over somebody I love very, very much, and turning this person over to God, because I recognize that one of my biggest problems is control. You know? Not that anybody listening or you or anyone else, Veronica, has any problems with that.
No,
you
really
probably don't, but I do sometimes.
Oh, stop. How could it be?
I know. So I look down at my cell phone, and it's making a circle on the screen. And it's saying, connecting, connecting, connecting. And I started to giggle. And I thought, you know, boy, talk about a myth. I've never seen that happen before. And I was just giggling and giggling. And I said, oh, thank you, God. I so appreciate that. It was such a wonderful sign. And then, I picked up the phone, and I'm looking at it because I have one of those that opens up. You can dial from the outside, or you open it up, you dial from the inside. You can do either one. And all of a sudden, a picture of Jennifer shows up on it, and I thought, okay. Now, this is a person that's never up at this time of the morning. And when I say she's never up, she got up, sent me this photo, went back to bed. So within a matter of minutes, I called her. She was already back in bed. And I said, okay, this was definitely a sign. But I just thought this was so cute. So really pay attention to signs right now, everybody. Oh, Lordy, what an interesting time. So I'm going to share a couple of pieces here that are really very interesting. One has to do, and this is just a short thing from Steve Rother, the group. Now you are starting to expand into the universe and discover that you are a part of everything. Every being, every tree, every planet, every cosmos, every shooting star that you see in the sky. All of the connections are reaching a point where you will not be able to see it yourselves, but you will be able to feel it through your newly wired emotional bodies. Now, this came in, and the same day I got these beautiful intentions from someone with this wonderful story. I had a really beautiful experience recently in which I recognized why I fell so immediately in love with our property in the country in Healdsburg. The inner property is surrounded by a huge ring of trees. In the foreground are oaks and madrones, and in the background is a group of extremely old, large, very tall redwoods. I was walking along the perimeter of these trees and thinking about an appropriate place to put a sport court, where the children could ride bicycles and play ball. I was thinking about which of these trees we would remove and which we would save to make room for this. As I walked around thinking about it, I became aware of the presence of these trees. I came to understand that the reason I fell so immediately in love with this property, from the moment I saw only a small photo, was these trees. These trees spoke to me. They explained that the reason I was drawn to the property, to the spot that I put the kitchen garden into the view, was for the opportunity to communicate with them. Also to be protected by their wise, loving, nurturing energy. The group of redwoods represent the team for me. The oaks and madrones are my protectors and guidance counselors. Ever since this experience, I've only to think about my friends, the trees in Healdsburg, and I feel grounded immediately. I'm really grateful for this experience. I thought that was just so beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
I wanted to know where she moved from the west or from the east.
No, she was in the west, but she was buying a country home as well.
Mm.
And so she was already in the west, in Northern California. So she has two homes. This is their country home. And but she actually had, I think she was in the east for a while. Last week, for those of you who didn't tune in, hopefully you did. If not, go back and listen. It was a great show. It was about, I'm just going to do this for a minute, Tony Shea, young 24-year-old, and Veronica, I shared this with you today,
mm-hmm.
who sold out to Microsoft for $265 million at age 24 and then went to work for Zappos. became CEO and drove zero sales to $1 billion a year. And it was a wonderful story that he shared. It's also in his book, which I think is Bringing Happiness. I don't remember the name now. That happened to him about this girl just showed up out of nowhere on New Year's Eve and sat down in front of him and talked to him about creating his own universe, to believe and trust, create the universe around him. And that he would have, anyway, bottom line, paraphrasing here, everything would be there. That basically what she was saying is you are your own universe when you take responsibility and create it. And with that, she leaned over, whispered in his ear, Happy New Year, and got up and disappeared. You never saw her again. So I thought that was such a fabulous story. So this is a sharing from somebody who listened to the show and had the most extraordinary experience as a result of that. And when she shared them, the team asked her to write them down so that they could be shared on the air because they were so powerful. Excuse me. I think part of this is also with, I've got all this paint in my house, which is not red paint, by the way. Okay. But they're painting right now, so I've got lots of paint fumes. Here are the visions and feelings that were in my universe, as they can best be put into words. I called in the team, my higher self and guides, as I went to sleep. At some point during the night, my experiences became amazing. Each subject change began with in my universe. I knew that it wasn't just a continuing dream, but an answer to my request. My universe was being created. In my universe, I was communicating with beings of all kinds of races. There were hundreds, if not thousands, of them, and we were all friends. There was kinship amongst all of us. We knew and cared about each other and supported each other in whatever mission we were on. The feelings of caring and love were very intense and real. In my universe, Earth was held sacred by every being. Everyone on the planet was working in total agreement to help her. All decisions that were made were with deep respect and caring for the Earth, and there was a deep appreciation for all life. In my universe, it was an honor to serve on any council on Earth, what we would now consider decision-making bodies like our Congress. However, decisions weren't politically motivated, but based on a true caring for the greater good of all. In my universe, people helped each other. This was a way of life. There were no expectations. Everyone just did what was needed. In my universe, beings from other races would come to learn about the Christ light and to experience love. They would learn and go back to where they came from to teach and spread the experience. Now, this is more right on than not. In my universe, the Earth was very peaceful. She felt loved and appreciated. I just thought this was beautiful, and I thank you so much, Janet, for sharing this. This is just a beautiful, beautiful piece. So this was her experience of creating her own universe, and evidently the show really took her into something very deeply profound, but it was such a great confirmation that we really are, you know, Bashar has said for years, we are our own universe. And when I read that piece about Tony Hsieh, who lives here in Las Vegas, and, you know, hear this, whether it was his higher self or an angelic presence or whatever, that just popped in, one of his guides, to share this extraordinary message mm-hmm. that transformed his life.
Wow.
Transformed his life. And so, you know, these are real experiences. And it's such an honor for me to share them with people because I feel like this is really what it's all about. Right. And here are people living it. This is an interesting little tidbit. I haven't done this for a long time, but this was also in Steve Rother's sharing from the group. Now, I don't know if they address that. Okay, wait a minute. When asked about extraterrestrial visitation, Steve said that most of the ETs have been on planet Earth, have been here for a very long time, and they are part of the six original races that helped create the physical body for your spirit to pretend to play this game. We wish to add more here, and this is the group who Steve channels. As there are millions of what you call ETs and millions of races that are now watching planet Earth every second of every day. Dear ones, this is the greatest cosmic reality show throughout the universe. I agree with this. Human beings are evolving to the next level without leaving their bodies and physical structures. This has never happened before. It would be easy to see how you had planned this, for planet Earth was supposed to end between the years 2000 and 2012. It would have taken you roughly 12 years to finish this game and to close the door. And hopefully the last person out would remember to turn out the lights. And that process was well underway, and they went on to say. But I just thought that was very interesting. I know that we have more. There are six, but we do carry DNA of other races besides just the primary six. So let's talk about some of the energies right now. Veronica, have you noticed the intensity of the energies? Is it just me?
No, I can't. I feel it. I feel it a lot, and have been dealing with a lot of my own past and family issues, and things have come up very fast, blindsided me, and I've been able to clear them relatively fast, but it's just been so like one thing after another. Incredible.
That's pretty much it. And, you know, this is what they're showing me is a precursor to where we're going.
So what is it? We take high-speed ballet. Is that it? You know,
something like that. On the one hand, we're kind of excited for the change. On the other hand, we're screaming bloody murder about the changes coming too fast, and that's pretty much how I've felt lately. I don't know about anybody else. It's like,
you know, I keep feeling this weird thing about as if we're rising above what was our reality, like it's a big cocoon of all kinds of woven information, and we're kind of moving up, and it's juggling so we can get on top of it and maybe launch off or something. That's what I'm seeing. I don't know if that's anything.
Well, I'll let the team address that. I think that what you're seeing is a part of it, yes. Mm-hmm. But we are Earth. Earth is us. Okay? So our experiences, I mean, if individually we could pop out, we would. But out of our love, we've been committed to help the collective, to help the all move as well.
Hmm.
And so I think that this is something that we have to remember, that out of our love, we are continuing, even though we do want to pop out, we're continuing to assist, not as martyrs, but continuing to assist the totality, because they need it, and because we've had the advantage of all the work we've done and all the wonderful healings we've had and all the opportunities we've had to see, you know, our version of the truth of what's going on, as much as we can take in.
Well, you know, it's interesting because if we're all one and we're connected vibrationally, isn't moving out or popping out, isn't that also inspiring the whole cocoon of it all to move as well?
It is, but it's the way I would put it is this: the choice to truly pop out. And yes, I mean, it's both. It's kind of both, Veronica. It's like there's a part of us that's already out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we can tap into that, but there is a part of us that stays here with the desire to assist everyone, or we wouldn't still be doing sessions and doing all the work we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'd be out there playing. I almost forgot how to spell it. So, I think that again, you know, we have loved ones that we're not going to leave behind either, that, you know, we're trying to bring forward as much as we possibly can. Hence my prayer this morning, you know, turning over a loved one and saying, okay, I take my hands off of it. I recognize that if I'm codependently involved in this, if I think they have to change for me, I'm not helping the situation. My goal is to turn it over, and I know what a huge soul this is, and let you guys work it out. It wasn't capitulation, it was release, which is a big one for me. So the team has been, you know, they've been pretty much going through this with a lot of people during sessions and so on about what's coming. Last week I talked about, as I said earlier, about the political hotbed. And I found it really interesting because I talked about it during the show, that what I was seeing, I mean, this didn't even come from the team while I was doing the notes, I'm sure it did, they were showing it to me, but was all of this political unrest all over the planet. Now, I'm not one that watches the news, so I had no frame of reference. And the only way I knew about this thing at a base is because the person that's there and owns all these properties is a friend of mine. And so I don't know if it's on the news or not. But I was seeing all this political unrest everywhere because I was thinking about the political unrest in the U.S., you know, in Congress right now. And it was like all of a sudden I'm seeing all these pictures everywhere. And this had to do with us moving into a time of austerity. And all the cutbacks that were going to come in every country that had to be made, not only in our country, creating huge political unrest. And that ultimately there is a higher purpose for this, that as these politicians act out and act silly, humans saying, okay, that's it, enough, we're really going to take our power. So a lot of people being unseated. And what was interesting to me is I was even seeing major efforts, which I thought was really funny, in England and, you know, to throw over the monarchy and so on and so forth. I got in bed after the show that night and flipped on the television. It was on the news station.
Oh, my.
And here was a riot in England, and they were paintballing Prince Charles' Bentley limo. And there were all these students because they had tripled the cost of college entrance exams. College tuitions. And so they were angry at the monarchy for all the money that they're spending when they tripled the cost of education in England. And I just thought, whoa. You know, I was like, okay, there you go. And so I think this is, now, interestingly enough, I had another client I did this week in England. And he was very testy, and he'd just been to the bank. And he said, well, I had a row at the bank. And I said, over what? And he said, well, I made a withdrawal. And he said, when you make a withdrawal from the bank in England, you must tell them what you're going to do with the money. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. There's no way.
I know they would get away with that here.
And he said, yes, and on there I wrote that I was buying, and I don't know what you call it, it's uranium that's been treated that you use for atomic bombs or whatever.
What is it called?
Something uranium.
Yellow
Bob
cake.
Would know.
Yellow cake. Enriched uranium.
Enriched uranium. There you go. He was buying enriched uranium. And he made sure that the head of the bank knew what he wrote. And I said, oh, geez, there you go, killing the messenger. So, you know, I was just like, oh, God.
So what happened?
Well, he got out of there with the money, but I'm sure that he'll get a knock at the door. There is no question in my mind. But it was just such a ludicrous thing that in a monarchy that they could get away with that. And he said, when you put the money in, nobody asks you where it came from. But when you take it out, they want to know what you're going to do with it.
Hmm.
And you must fill in the box on the withdrawal slip.
Oh,
I was just
incredible.
Like, oh, my gosh. So, you know, again, I think that people are going to really get pretty kooky, and I think we're going to see some very interesting things happen globally. I think it's going to be a very, very interesting time.
I think that we should create a line of clothing that is built like a double tetrahedron, and we can all wear these shapes around us, and that'll protect us.
Okay. Well, we could create them without the clothing.
Yeah,
but that's a great idea.
I just thought it might be a fun project. It's a new business, Jackie. We'll have such a blast.
Listen, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready for anything new and exciting. I have so much going on.
Something that makes us laugh, right?
So anyway, that's very funny, Veronica. Listen, I think this is going to be a time of great novelty, but I think people like Tony Hsieh and a lot of these people, they're going to rise up out of the chaos and the ashes, are going to be people with a vision who are creating a win-win all the way.
Right.
And the team has been talking to people all week because I do a lot of really interesting people that are, you know, in the financial markets and this and that. And it's really interesting what they've had to say about the difference between building things on a win-win versus building things on we win, you lose.
Mm-hmm.
And that isn't going to work on this planet anymore. It's
Yay!
Basically not going to be tolerated.
That is so exciting.
Yeah, I thought it was very exciting, so I'll let you talk to them about that.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really, really encouraging people to get healed. This is because if we're still carrying around stuff right now, we go into 2011 with this suitcase loaded with stuff, we're going to get our heinies handed to us. So this is why I'm in the garage this morning. Okay, God, this one's yours, and God, this one's yours. Believe me, I'm being very humble, and I don't do humble well. We've also moved into, which I believe is the sixth gate of the Mayan calendar. It's the last gate before the whole shift. According to Mayan prophecy, every month will be like a year, but not the old years we used to know, the year like this year has been. So for all of you who've experienced accelerated change this year, if you can imagine every month, jam-packed, okay, and all I keep thinking is, oh, crap.
You mean we're going to put more stuff in our weeks than we've been doing so far? It's ridiculous.
Yes. Well, I just thought I'd share that with you.
Thank you.
The other thing they've been talking about is the desire for community, mm-hmm. and the importance of community in our lives right now more than ever before. And even if a community isn't fully aware and awake, they are community. And being able to see them and love them and speak from our hearts and embrace them. And, you know, I had a wonderful experience. I've been shopping, and I talked about this last week, where every store I went in, I ended up hugging the people that waited on me, sometimes with some of the others too, and thanking them for the incredible job that they were doing and the beautiful contribution they were making to everybody's experience and how much light they were holding. And, I mean, it was so beautiful to see how grateful they were and how they just lit up. And, I mean, you know, again, this is taking the time everywhere we go to show appreciation, show gratitude, to bring our love and our light everywhere that we possibly can. It will make a difference. It has to. It absolutely has to. There is no, I mean, it just has to. And again, I'm going to let the team, you know, go into that more deeply. So, also with, and I will just kind of throw this out, that we'll see what happens for all of you that work with me who are willing anyway, who've had, you know, emotional healings, physical healings, whatever, that are really willing to talk about them. I know they're also looking for physical healings. I was contacted by an international production company, television production company, where they do non-scripted television. It's one of their divisions, but they have offices kind of all over the world. And they're doing a special on ET healing, which is very exciting. And they started with ET Medical, and they contacted me, and we just had an extraordinary time. And so, you know, the team has talked about being ambassadors and about being willing to step out there and speak your truth. So far, the people that I've talked to that I know have had, you know, some physical as well as emotional healings, because unfortunately people are looking for phenomena. To me, emotional healings actually more important than physical, because I know that one precedes the other. But, and I did explain to them that when I first started, it was all physical healing, and I said, if I got to do this for the rest of my life, I'll slash my wrists. So, I was not on board for that. I didn't want to be Jesus or John of God. It just never was on my list of things, on my dance card. I didn't really want to be a healer, but here I am. Which I still think is so funny. So, anyway, please give me
a... I tried really hard not to do it.
You too?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's really funny that the reluctant ones seem to be the ones that are railroaded into this.
And I used to be very mouthy, and when somebody said, you could be a clairvoyant, and I said, there is no way I'm going to be a switch breaker for everyone else.
Oops.
Da 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 da.
Yeah, well, obviously that didn't. Good try, Veronica.
I don't know who heard me, but I'm sure that's where some of the egg on my face came from.
Absolutely, honey. Yeah, I think that Richard Bach wrote a great book called Illusions, Story of the Reluctant Messiah. It was one of my favorite books back in the early 80s. And I think it's very profound. Unfortunately, though, you know, Donald Shimoda got killed. But
have you seen Hereafter?
With Matt Damon?
Yeah, and he's a reluctant psychic.
No, I have not, but I have heard some good things about that.
Yeah, I liked it. It's kind of got a bit of a feel of being a documentary rather than just a slick script.
That's got to be, I'll have to put that on my list of things to do.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it.
I'm sure I will. Well, I think, you know, there are a lot of people who have been reluctant. I think a lot of the people listening out there tonight have been reluctant. And they're reluctant about stepping forward. But this is going to be the time, people. This is going to be the time because you're needed out there.
And I just want to say this funny thing is way back in the 70s, maybe the 60s, people were saying, you're going to be drag kicking and screaming if you're not going to come gently.
They were right, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
We're on an interesting path here. It's just fascinating, and I'm going to bring the team in, and so hopefully I can hold my voice together. And so, Veronica, you can ask questions if you have them. I'm sure they have some things to say.
Get that oil of oregano, too, eh?
Yes, trust me, tomorrow. it's on my list of things to do. You've mentioned it once before. I ignored you. I won't this time.
Okay.
And, you know.
Kicking and screaming, as they say.
That would be me. Okay, let me go into the channel.
Yeah.
right. Well, we're glad you're having a good time tonight. We're going to try to do the best we can coming through her voice. Little scratchy, but it'll do. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be here with you.
Oh, well, we feel the same way. It's good for us to be with all of you. All right. Well, buckle up your seatbelts, everybody. You're on your way to 2011. Bit of a bumpy ride. All right? Now, we're not making forecasts of terrible things and this and that. That's not our desire. To help you to understand how important this upcoming year is, how important it is for you, all of you who are listening, that are kind of the front runners out there, all right? You've been doing hard work and really learning and listening and paying attention and researching and healing the best that you can. And you are needed out there, as the channel said. You are needed out there. This is going to be, and you're going to see it in many arenas, all right? You're going to see it in your banking industries. You're going to see it with your credit cards, not that you haven't all gotten increases in this and that and the other thing. You probably throw half of them away. The arbitrariness of what people are doing around money. You're going to see a lot of that. Arbitrary decisions. Where you're trying to figure out how they got the authority to do the things that they do. Now, this is not just around credit cards. It's around a whole lot of things. You're going to see people charging more money for things than they did in the past. And the reason that they are is because, like all the rest of you, they have expenses. They have lifestyles. Not necessarily, you know, extraordinary lifestyles, but they have lifestyles. And all of a sudden, people aren't spending money like they used to. They still have to cover the expenses of their staffs and offices and homes and college tuition and all these other things. So all of a sudden, you're going to be seeing the fact that you're being charged more money. And it will be hard for you to understand. These are going to be triggers for all of you now. Hard for you to understand why in this economy people are so gutsy that they would raise their prices when you expect everybody to be coming down. Well, that's not going to happen. So you're going to see a lot of changes in places that will surprise you. All right? That will surprise you. Now, the reason we're telling you some of these things, so that when they happen, you don't go into victim and become irate and, oh, let it just upset you to no end, so that you can understand why it's happening. All right? Remember that money is energy, people. Money is energy. All right? Money is energy. So, when these things happen, be grateful. Right, our channel went to the dentist and knew she had a fit. She couldn't believe how much they'd raised their rates in just a matter of months. But then she looked at their offices and their staff and so on and said, oh, all right, I get it. Not as full as it used to be, but the costs go on. So, same thing with your doctors and your beauticians and all kinds of people. You're going to see a lot of this. Be aware. Be aware when they don't have as many people clamoring for services, they have to spread their costs. This is going to happen. All right? You've all come far enough. All right? You've all come far enough to create your reality, certainly to be working on dominion of the material plane. All right? With a level of trust that what you need, all right, the money will be there for it. When you need it, the things will flow to you. We go back to creating your own universe. In your universe, we would hope that everything flows beautifully. All right? This is where you get to use your tools now. As long as you can stay out of the emotion of the chaos that you may feel going on around you, because you're going to hear people complaining all over the place. Now, Veronica, you talked about lifting out, all right?
Yes.
In a way, this is where you lift out. In a way, this is where you lift above. You don't need to get caught in, all right, all of the negative
of the
emotions. Sorry?
We just step out of the emotions?
Step out of the negative emotions, yes. It's easy to go there, but it doesn't serve you.
Hmm.
It absolutely does not serve you because you get caught up in the limitations that they're all dealing with. You make them real for you. Why would any of you want to do that? So what do? You pinch off flow.
Hmm.
Certainly you've all come far enough to know, again, money is energy. And you don't have to hear, some of you can say, and we can hear it from those listening, well, I work on a fixed salary. But that's not the only place your prosperity can come from. We see this all the time with all of you, where things come in out of the blue, unexpectedly, beautifully, elegantly. And this is where you're going to really be working, and this is where you're going to have to be absolutely diligent and focused and making choices all the time. What do I choose? What do I choose? Do I choose the fear? Do I choose the indignation? Or do I choose dominion? Do I choose to create my universe? In this moment where in my universe everything is beautiful, I can drive through traffic without people honking and getting crazy. I can get to wherever I need to go with a perfect parking space. Now, this is stuff you did in the 80s, but again, it doesn't mean that it doesn't apply today. Expecting that the way will just be opened for you wherever you need to go and whatever you need to do, beautifully, elegantly, easily, in spite of all the chaos around you. Now here's the plus. When you're in chaos, you can create amazing things through the energy of chaos. Remember that, for those of you that are ready to launch into new things. All right? Remember that. You want to use that energy of chaos. Not judge it. Not fight it. All right? But use it to its highest level. Ride the higher waves of it. All right? What else are you going to be looking at? Lots and lots and lots of change. You're going to hear a lot of different versions about a lot of different things in your world. All over your world, not only in your country. We know that we have people listening from different parts of the world. Breaking down of what has been accepted of the restrictions, and many of you in many countries are operating under restrictions that have not been fair. There are countries out there, Veronica, and for all of you listening, that there are many different kinds of drugs and things that they cannot get. They cannot get treatment for certain things. It's not allowed. Now, what else?
I heard something interesting that, for example, real estate, that whole subject is going to be so different that it's almost unrecognizable. Would you agree with that?
Well, you've mentioned this before, Veronica. And here's what we're going to say, all right? Be careful about looking for a specific answer to anything without realizing that you have impact on the outcome. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. The observer.
All right. We could say to you that you all have impact on everything that's going on your globe, in your world. And that's true. Now, when you claim anything, the political unrest, that's going to happen because that's part of the breaking apart. There has to be a breaking apart of the old in order for you as humans to reclaim your power and your sovereignty and stop giving your power away to all the people that have controlled and suppressed your freedoms on many different levels. Many, many, many. This is for generations as well. All right. Lineage is going to become a huge issue. Huge issue. The healing of lineage is going to be a huge issue. We worked with someone this week, and it was really quite extraordinary that in the dream time, we were working on this person's mother, that the relatives, deceased relatives, of the father were in pleading their case and in expressing the anger that they had not only towards the mother but other relatives of the way that they had been treated, etc. Was really very profound, and so we want to say here, from a lineage perspective, a lot of this is going to be coming to the fore. There's knowledge out there that this is going on, and so they're coming in and wanting to get things squared away, getting things. Settled would be a good description, settled.
Or is it also unhooked?
Unhooked as well, but also settled. Veronica, for some of them are still carrying anger that they never were able to resolve, all right? Never able to resolve, and they need to resolve it because it impacts the entire lineage, both directions. Think the Hatfields and the McCoys, all right? All right, what else? We scan the things that are going to be of great importance to all of you. Real estate is a very good subject, Veronica, but it's going to be different in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to change? Yes. If we get into these predictions, what we don't want to do, all right, please be clear here, is give you a lot of negative predictions that any of you can grab hold of and make real for yourselves. That would serve no purpose. We believe you're powerful enough that you can choose. Okay, let's go back to the universe theory. Within your own universe, to create different outcomes, pockets, if you will, of different outcomes. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Is real estate going to change? Of course it is. But does that have to be a negative thing? No.
No, I think it's very exciting, actually.
All right. Well, it depends on how you're perceiving it. So what information are you bringing forward?
Yeah. Well, nothing very specific yet. I just feel there's a fluidity, and before the control and all that mortgage stuff, I really think people are reeling from that, but I see there's something unfolding at the other side of it.
There's a lot unfolding, and that mortgage stuff isn't complete yet.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination, that is not yet complete. All right? There's much more to come. Far more.
You mean of the illumination of the corruption part?
Well, you know, again, we can go into the sensationalism. The corruption is common knowledge. All right? And yes, the corruption goes all the way to the top, but again, all right, it goes to Wall Street. You all know that. And beyond. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are still people with a lot of money coming in and buying property like crazy. So your flows have not changed, even though you think they have.
Hmm.
No matter what you're reading, things are moving.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Even in the worst parts of the country. Even in the worst parts of the country. So, to make any extreme predictions at this point, we won't. Because we do believe that you're all capable of creating within your own universe. We've been able to see it in other places where people have created a pocket where their home, their neighborhood, their area suddenly turned around.
Mm-hmm.
Inexplicably. You understand?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, good. All right. So we won't go there for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be a lot of disclosure? Of course there is. It has to. Because people are really up in arms. There is no question about it. And they're challenging mortgages. They're challenging a lot of things. They're challenging deeds. They're challenging a lot of things because of the way that they were financed on Wall Street. So, yes, there are going to be a lot of changes there.
And some people are being empowered by that, aren't they? And I'm thinking we have to end this.
Oh, all right.
You have
about
2 minutes?
Well, we still have a few moments. Yeah. We've got one there.
Okay.
All right, so what else? Family structures. You're going to see some differences in family structures. How does that look? Things that you've tolerated in the past, you may decide all of a sudden, I'm not tolerating this anymore. I'm going to take my power. I'm going to love myself enough. I'm going to set my boundaries. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You won't know where it came from, but things are going to be pushing at you to the point where we hope out of self-love. You start making some very clear, very real choices and decisions in your lives. Self-love is going to be very important. Love of all, very important. Staying out of, all right? Complaining and pointing fingers, all right? Be the observer. Allow all of this to unfold while you're making choices what you will put into your universe and what you won't. At the same time, being proactive to support your planet while it's going through these dramatic changes. At the same time, you're going to be experiencing changes of your own. What you've been resistant to is going to come in spades.
Uh-oh.
Anything that needs to be healed. Anything that's been sitting in your subconscious. We did this show weeks ago. 80% in the subconscious, 20% in the conscious mind. All of this moving to the surface all at the same time. Opportunities for magnificent exponential change. And we'd like to see you operate from that level, not fear. This is not a time to go into fear, people. You go into fear, you're going to give away all your power. And you're going to lose ground, and you don't want to do that. certainly not all the ground that you've built, especially this year. All right, Veronica, you want to talk about your shows, please?
Very briefly, Julie Lohr is going to be on Tuesday night, and she's got a new book called Goddesses for Every Day. She's bringing forward, I guess, wonderful feminine deities all the way through history, different one each day. So we're going to talk about the feminine. And next week we'll be talking about, again, being your true self and being authentic and bringing through higher frequencies and radiance by design, 7 o'clock Thursday.
Beautiful. All right, everyone, we'd like to work with you this evening. And we're going to continue to work with you in building your own universe, if you are willing. We're not going to hit you over the head with it, but we're available to work with you if this is the choice you have. It takes taking responsibility and being willing to step outside of victim and fear and all of the old beliefs and trusting that you're powerful enough to do it. So if you call us in tonight again to work with you, helping you create the vision of your new universe, know that we love all of you so very much. What the channel read tonight about all the races is so true. So very true. You have so much to teach as well as to learn. We send our total, complete, unconditional love from this and other universes. We love you, Veronica, to all of you. Namaste, everyone. Good night.
Namaste.
Are we on air?
Yes, we are.
Oh, good. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Veronica, good to have you back. Remember that a piece of all of you is in Veronica and I, and a piece of us is in you. We really are all one. It can be no other way. Remember that everybody you encounter is part of you. Our love to everybody. Good night.
Good night. Good night, everyone.